Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
We had a fun show today. A lot of information. Thanks to Holly Wetzel of Awful Announcing, who I thought did a great job of breaking down some of the stuff with Marquee and then talking about streaming services and why they're becoming as expensive. I retweeted her piece, so if you wanted to read the piece, it's on my Twitter account, at Lawrence W. Holmes. Thanks to Mike Hall, who joined us to talk about White Sox. He's going to be hosting one of the panels at Sox Fest. And thanks to Jay Zawoski, who gave us 10 great minutes on the Blackhawks past and present. I'm very much looking forward to his book when it comes out in the fall. And with that, oh, thanks to Herbie and Campy, too. With that, I get you to the afternoon show here at The Score. It's McNeil and Parkins, and it's McNeil and Parkins.
Look what the cat dragged in.
Hey, boys.
Hello.
Good to be back.
Daddy!
What's up, guys? This is great.
Do you remember how to use all those things?
Well, we got a new phone that I only worked on for like a day or two before I had to get out of here. But it
I'm glad it's yours today, kid.
Yeah.
All yours.
How's it been going?
You can have your power chair, man.
Yeah, you don't like it?
It's a little confusing.
not as much space over here.
There really isn't.
I know.
We've discussed this, yet we haven't acted on it. And I suppose a little communication with management, maybe we can get some of these things tweaked a little bit rather than just every now and again gnash teeth over it. It's a simple fix.
It really is.
There isn't a whole lot that needs to be done here. Either extend the table or move the two monitors forward a little bit.
All
and
sorts
upward.
Of options.
Yeah, there are things we can do. Maybe even one of us could get the screwdriver out and
don't be ridiculous.
I mean, we could, but I don't think that they want us to do that.
Let's get Jiffy on it.
The other thing is
good
that
idea.
Initially that screen that they have over at the front end of the studio
made
a lot of sense. But now, with the new phone line, the font has changed.
Right.
So you
very
can't,
small.
You can't use it.
It's worthless. That's a decoration.
Wait. Danny, you've got the did you do LASIK?
I did LASIK.
So can you see that?
The bottom stuff?
Any of the stuff that's on the lines.
Yeah. I mean, 312-644-6767, type message here at the bottom.
It says comment.
Where does it say comment?
Type comment here.
I assume
it's
message.
Yeah, you can't read it. You can make out a few of the words, but not many of them.
No, you're right. I can't see that.
I can't. I
can see the stuff on the bottom, like thanks, Mike Florio, Rick Bucher, Hub Arkish, Tomorrow, Matt Miller, Anthony Herron, and more. I could read that from here, but no, I can't read the phone line stuff from here. That's too small.
I didn't think of that until earlier this week. I said, oh, well, before, I actually really liked that idea. Like, you can just look up and you could see it, and that would take care of
I see what you're saying.
The side-to-side problem.
Right.
But then I was like, I can't see.
You're right. That can be tweaked also.
Probably.
Can't that be lifted up a little bit? I would think you could enlarge those digits and type comment here.
Ah, your name.
So they can be read. That's the reason for it. Danny, my eyes at 58. I can barely see the legal that's across the room there.
Oh, let me read it for you, Mac.
Yeah, you're 2 minutes early, but get after it.
And they say between 55 and 5.
You're in the window, yeah.
You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Yeah, that HD2 Chicago is for me when I pull into the parking garage and lose the AM 670 frequency so I can pop over and hear crystal clear Lawrence Holmes with Jay Zawoski, and I also am looking forward to curling up with the Big 50 when it gets released, published by Triumph. The Stan Mikita story he picked up on why he quit being such a, I guess, an irritant, a dirty player, some called him early in his career. I had heard, but not until well after Stan's career, that his daughter told him, why are you always fighting with your friends? That's a great story, and I look forward to many more of them.
Didn't he win the Lady Bing twice?
He was a regular. I think he won it more than twice. I'll have to get on that. Danny,
put on your glasses.
Exactly. That's what, do you know how many ladies? Do you know what the Lady Bing is?
I did at one point,
it's
Mac.
Sportsmanship.
Yes.
It's the most, I believe it's a phrase, the most gentlemanly player, which typically you don't think of anybody in hockey as gentlemanly. I'll find it here in a little bit.
Did you enjoy Coach Q celebration and recognition night? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I would have liked it more on Florida Panthers television because I would have seen it when it happened.
Seeing it would certainly help. But I thought from what I saw online, it was cool. Like that was the ovation that the man deserved, even if on the front end he said he didn't want it.
Right. I said yesterday, it set a new standard for me with coaches or managers getting excited about wanting to welcome somebody back to town. I don't remember anybody, at least not on my end, feeling, even though I think Phil Jackson's accomplishments exceeded Joel Quenneville's. I never looked forward to a return as much as I did last night, so I felt a little bit slighted in live action when they came out of a break and they said, "Oh, well, we're this happened."
That's
This
that sucks.
Happened.
That was rough.
Yeah,
and Kevin Cross told Mully and Hall that he apologized for it because I was sitting there watching. I was like, "Wait, what's going on?" And then you're hearing the people chant. I'm like, "Oh, bleep, I missed something."
Yeah,
and then you find out you missed it. Luckily, the station down in Florida kept rolling and they put online. What I enjoyed about it, it's hard for men to take compliments anyway. It's difficult for us to take compliments in the way that they're meant. And for guys in sports, it's really difficult. And with a guy like Joel Quenneville, you're like, there's no way that he's going to. And seeing him smile, like the simple act of Joel Quenneville being like, man, this is cool. These are my people. I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah.
Like just seeing the happiness in his face was great. It was great theater.
I was, Steve Conroyd, who knew him as well as anybody in media, they were neighbors in the Western Burbs. He was on with us for a little while yesterday, and he said he actually wouldn't have been surprised if Joel did tear up a little bit. That's how much it all meant to him years back. And Lawrence, you're right on the money. Only a pair of Lady Bings for Stan Mikita. It is given annually to the player adjudged. I got when you go
put
over
that into your arsenal.
Given each year to NHL player adjudged to have exhibited the best type of sportsmanship and gentlemanly conduct combined with a high standard of playing ability. It's been awarded 88 times. 53 different players have earned it.
But you're right, Lawrence, about Joel Quenneville's like demeanor also. Whenever Joe Maddon comes back to Wrigley, that'll be really cool. But it's not at all rare to see Joe Maddon emote. Right? So it'll be cool to hear a cheer for the manager who won a World Series for the Cubs. And whenever Wrigley chants someone's name, it is kind of it's a special moment in that stadium. But we know what Joe's going to do. Like, Joe will do plenty of media beforehand. He'll do plenty of it after. He will go out. He will wave his hand. He will take off his hat. He will blow kisses. He might toast. Maybe he brings out a glass of wine. Like, we know exactly that Joe will play it up and soak up the moment.
Sure.
And he will not be tough to get for an interview around it. Not just for you, for everybody. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's Joe. We know Joe.
And hockey culture doesn't allow for the individual.
Exactly.
They almost bristle at it. And it was fun. There was a pregame. It was on STL last night. Cap was talking with Taves. So anytime I see Taves with a microphone, I usually stop because it's kind of rare where you're talking about perhaps the greatest player in franchise history, still with some work to do. But the guy, the captain of three cup teams, and he doesn't do a lot of stuff. So watching him get interviewed, and in the middle of it, Cap asked him about where he's at right now and where he's close to 800 and things are going well for the season. And he actually talked about himself. And I was sitting there in my chair going, holy crap. Like, hockey guys talking about themselves.
It's
very refreshing.
He has matured into a more introspective and verbally about his introspective nature than he ever was. But I didn't know if he'd ever get there as a player. But when Danny and I talked to him last season, I heard a completely different guy than the one I'd interviewed years past.
I really enjoyed our conversation with him.
Yeah, I did too. You know, with experience comes wisdom, and he's willing to share that, and I've enjoyed it. And I think he is probably the most complete Blackhawk in team history. I heard that discussion, but it depends. Again, this is goes back to what's the greatest, and we argued all season in NFL 100 about the lists, and it's so difficult because guys have different roles. When you're talking about the most exciting, you're talking about Hull, you're talking about Savard, Kane, Roenick, Hossa, although Hossa was kind of a hybrid between the two-way guy. Not all of those guys I mentioned were great two-way guys. Johnny has been that since he got here at the age of 20. He's been that all along, so he certainly has been incredibly valuable. Good to see you, Parkins.
It's good to be seeing Max. So, yeah, Lawrence, we are guest-free today, just hanging out with my boys for 4 hours, getting our nonsense in. I've got a lot of things that I've got to weigh in on from the past. I missed Cubs convention. We haven't talked Championship Sunday together. Look ahead to the Super Bowl. We're going to spray to all fields today, but after Taney's open, I'm starting with a little bit of news.
All right, it's big news.
It is big, big news. So thank you, Lawrence.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.